The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host, David Cameron.
Hello everyone, it's about the middle of February, Friday the 16th of February 2018, and you know what that means. It's time for episode 12 of the Friday News Update. On today's show, I have some big news on this year's upcoming flagship phones, including the Galaxy S9, the Huawei P20. So let's get going. It's the 16th of February 2018, and this is the Friday News Update. And first up on today's show, the first benchmarks of the brand new Snapdragon 845 processor, the processor that will power most of this year's Android flagships, have been published online. Tech Advisor did many benchmarks on the Snapdragon 845, and they got 8,401 on Geekbench multi-core, compared with 10,330 on the iPhone X. So, fairly close. And on Antutu, the Snapdragon 845 got 267,556, compared with the iPhone X, which got 226,811. So the Snapdragon 845 actually beats the iPhone X there. So this year's Android flagship phones are going to be really fast and powerful thanks to this new processor, the Snapdragon 845. Close to the iPhone X by the looks of it. The Nokia 2 budget phone has gone up for pre-order in the UK. It costs £99.99 and has a 5-inch 720p screen, 8 megapixel and 5 megapixel cameras, a Snapdragon 212 processor with a gig of RAM and 2-day battery life. So you can go and pre-order that on amazon.co.uk now, and if you're watching on YouTube, then I will put a card up in the corner to my recent video on should you buy the Nokia 2 on Tech Chat with David Cannon, my YouTube channel. More renders of the Zenfone 5 have emerged online, and the Zenfone 5 Lite. The Zenfone 5 renders show that it will have an iPhone X style notch on the front and an iPhone X style camera arrangement on the back with a fingerprint sensor in the middle as well. And the Zenfone 5 will have dual cameras in the middle of the phone on the back, vertically arranged with a fingerprint sensor underneath the dual cameras, and dual cameras on the front with a bezel-less screen. Renders of the Huawei P20 have also emerged from Tiger Mobiles, who have a great record with these renders. They correctly rendered the iPhone X and the Sony Xperia XA2. So, yeah, these are probably the actual design of the P20, P20 Plus and P20 Lite. The renders show that these phones also have an iPhone X style notch and an iPhone X style camera arrangement on the back. And on the P20 and P20 Plus, there's no headphone jack, but there is on the Lite, which also has a fingerprint sensor on the back in the middle. And we've also seen some real-life pictures of the Huawei P20 Lite, thanks to a certification document by Huawei. And it shows the same kinds of things as the renders. LG have confirmed that they will announce a brand new version of the LG V30 at the Mobile World Congress 2018. That will have a new feature called Vision AI, similar to Bixby Vision. It can recognise what the camera's looking at and can then let you buy that thing or search for images of that thing or just scan a QR code as well. And it can also adjust camera settings based on what the camera's looking at. The next version of Android, Android P, will make it easier for phone manufacturers to build a notch like on the iPhone X into their screens, and will also make it easier for phone manufacturers to make phones with two or more screens and folding screens, and will have more integration of the Google Assistant. Essential have announced some new colours of its Essential phone. Ocean Depths, which has a bluish back and a copper edge to the phone and to the fingerprint sensor ring on the back. Copper Black, which is the same kind of thing but with a black back rather than a blue back. And Stellar Grey, which has a dark grey matte back. And the Ocean Depths colour is now on sale. The Stellar Grey colour will go on sale on the 20th of February. That is 4 days from now. That is, just do some quick maths, Tuesday. And the Copper Black colour will go on sale on the 22nd of February. That is a Thursday. So if you're planning to buy the Essential phone, you should definitely take a look at this. Google Chrome now has an ad blocker built in on the computer application and the phone app. But don't get too excited. It only blocks what Google deem to be annoying ads, such as video ads that autoplay with sound and ads that fill most of the screen and stuff like that. Those will be blocked by Chrome, and that blocker is active right now. Reports have claimed that the HomePod, Apple's brand new smart speaker, leaves a white ring on wooden surfaces, which is a pretty odd kind of thing, but Apple suggests that the mark will go away if you remove the speaker, and they'll go away after a few days, after several days, they say. And they say to wipe it with a soft, damp or dry cloth if it doesn't go away. And it's overall not been a great week for Apple, as there's been another bug in iOS 11. This time it is due to a character that you can send in iMessage and apps like that, like Gmail, Facebook Messenger. They are also affected, making the app freeze up when you get sent that character. And it also affects Macs as well. So Apple have said they will release a software update to fix this. All right, everyone, thanks for listening and goodbye.